Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. How are you affected by change? Are you one of those people who are really not bothered by change? I have to admit that I'm more in the category of kicking and screaming when change comes. Every time my computer or phone pops up and says it's time to do an upgrade, that means there's going to be something new I have to learn. Most everyone I know has a favorite season and a least favorite season. My least favorite season begins in fall and carries on through the winter. I have a nerve pain illness that's triggered by the cold. I find myself trying to hang on to summer as long as I possibly can. Also, the transition to fall triggers memories of losing my son, as the anniversary of his death is November 10th, and that's coming up real soon. I'm definitely not one of these people that starts putting up fall decorations the 1st of September. I'm more likely to put up my fall decorations after we've had our first frost. Speaking of seasonal impacts, I hope my voice will hold out for this recording. I apologize if it breaks up a little. Life is filled with the unexpected. Here are a couple of certainties. If you love your current situation, embrace it. Enjoy it. It will change. Do you feel like everything bad is happening to you all at once? Sometimes the storms of life come. Sometimes we have seasons like that. Sometimes they last for a week, sometimes months, sometimes a year. Sometimes 10 years or more. If you hate your current situation, hold on. Do not give up. It will change. A very wise friend of mine once told me, "You can do anything temporarily." Through many seasons, her saying has encouraged me to hold on just a little bit longer, to dig in just a little bit deeper, and to fight just a little bit harder. Sometimes just a little bit more is all that God requires of us. Just a little bit more hope. Just a little bit more faith. God wants us to trust Him with no matter what. He is in control, and He loves us so much more than we can ever imagine. Changing seasons are an opportunity to experience God's sweetest providence, His all-sufficient grace, and His unwavering guidance. Accepting, discovering, and appreciating God's perfect timing becomes a pathway to peace throughout our lives. If we doubt or resent His timing, we can get discouraged, go our own way, and miss the blessings He is so beautifully unfolding. When we come to realize that God is leading us to a new plan, it's time to start acting like it. That's when we have to walk by faith, not by sight. Through every season of change, through good times and bad, through the storms of our lives, God is our peace, our light, our only constant, our one true North Star. In His light, we can see our way now through the storm, and we can see what He has done for us in the dark seasons before. In seeking His light, our faith can grow like a morning glory on a rock wall that's reaching for the morning sun coming up on the other side of the wall. A path that seemed to be all wrong may turn out to be so right a little further along as we watch all things work together for the good of them that love God. Romans 8:28. Often our faith grows the most when we have no other choice but to rely on God. When we find He is all we have, we find that He is all we will ever need. Like you, I have been to the end of my rope. I have hit rock bottom, and I've been overwhelmed by the size of the storm, especially in my last season. During these times, God has urged me not to give up, not to give in. Help is on the way. He has brought me through some impossible seasons. I'm in one right now. Through the years, often I have found myself submerged in an impossible situation one day, but miraculously lifted out of it by God's grace the next. Through trials, He has shown me that when I reach the end of my rope, it is His garment that I can grab hold of. When we hit rock bottom, there's only one direction to go, right? And most importantly, I've learned that the battles and storms were not mine to begin with. They're His. He has been faithful in my life, time after time after time. Some things that have seemed impossible at the time are now realities in my life that I can testify of His amazing grace. I've had lessons that have been forged into my life through the fire. And even if I forget that God is in complete control, God never forgets me. I'm so thankful that He holds me through every season of my life, through the good times and the bad, through the temporary. Oh, if we could only learn to embrace the season we're in. Daniel 2:20 through 21 says, Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. One thing is for sure. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. When life shifts and changes and moves around, we can always cling to Jesus Christ as our anchor. He never moves. He never changes. He is always steadfast. We all face seasons that we dread, seasons that we're in the midst of, that we can't wait to get out of. These past few years have been super hard. Don't get me wrong. There have definitely been joys that sweetly sprinkled the journey of these last 3 years for me. But I won't lie, it's been a challenge to be as transparent as God has called me to be, to trust that other people wouldn't judge me when I was being authentic and vulnerable with my broken heart after losing our son. I've honestly struggled at being still and giving it all over to God. I had to not just trust God, but to surrender completely the future that I have no control over, one without my son. The season of my life of the last 3 years has easily been the hardest. There were times when it was like a deep valley of complete darkness, but God never let go of my hand. I'm thankful that during this season, God has worked to bind up my wounds, restore my soul, and to encourage me to let Him carry heavy things that I was never meant to carry. He's still working on me, and it's an obvious, never-ending process. He's been renewing my mind, moving me to a different position that has a firmer foundation of deeper trust in Him. He's been faithful during the hardest times of my life. To the depths of my soul, I wish I didn't have stories to tell of certain hardships. I'm sure you feel that way too. But then I wouldn't have lessons that I can share in hopes that they will encourage, help, or inspire someone else. I have to acknowledge His sovereignty. He is God, and I am not. God has things He wants to teach us through the seasons of our lives. It is not my intent that my podcast is always sharing personal experience. But there are some lessons that I've learned through hard seasons in my life that I'd like to share. I know that you have been through hard seasons in your life as well, and that God is using in your life to help other people. A lot of what I have to share is what I've learned firsthand through the School of Hard Knocks. Some of the lessons that I want to share here are ones I've learned the best way, the hard way. Number one, we are not alone. God is there with us, even when we can't feel Him. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. In Hebrews 13:5, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In fact, when we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us. In Romans 8:26 through 27, the Bible says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. God is always right there, only a whisper away, just a thought away, just a yearning away. And He knows our hearts even before we speak. Number two, hard seasons help us to get our priorities in order. It goes back to that little saying we learned in Sunday school as children. The way to find joy is Jesus, others, and yourself. If we put Christ first in our lives and our relationship with the Lord is strengthened, then we're better equipped to face everything else in life. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. After God comes our spouse, then come our children and others. Our health is something we take for granted too. The Bible says that our body is a temple of the Lord, and so we should take care of it. Nothing brings these priorities closer to the surface than when we're at risk of losing our family members or our health. Number three, don't give up. One of the enemy's main goals is to make us give up, to surrender, to say, I quit. Galatians 6:9 through 10 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. This is easier said than done when we go through the hardest seasons. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, He'll help us through. Number four, live with what is, not what if. We can't get stuck in the what ifs. We have to stay in the here and now, in the what is. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Number five, be grateful. Be grateful for what you had, not stuck in what you lost, if that's the case. Having a gratitude journal goes so far in helping you to get out of the dumps when life is really hard. All of us can think of five things a day that we're grateful for. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Realizing the goodness of God goes a long way. Psalm 136:1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Number six, don't look back. I'm reminded of Lot's wife. Of the 170 women mentioned in the Bible, there is only one that Jesus tells us to remember, and that's Lot's wife. The angel of the Lord told them not to look back at what God was finished with, at what God was delivering them from. But Lot's wife looked back, and she turned to a pillar of salt. That's all we know about her. We don't even know her name. We just know that she looked back. We need to look in the direction that God is moving us, and that's forward through our seasons. And lastly, number seven, through the hardest seasons of my life, I have often asked God, what are you trying to teach me? And again, it's come down to these two words, trust me. He wants us to trust Him. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." We don't have to know what the future holds, as long as we know who holds the future. And He loves us more than we could ever begin to imagine or understand. We can rest in His promises through the seasons of our lives. Lauren Daigle's song, "I Am Yours," reads, "I see your fingerprints, the work of your hands. It's all in your hands. I see the evidence, leaving nothing to chance. The world's in your hands. So I rest in your promises. Now I am sure of this. I'm yours. Let the waters rise. I will stand as the oceans roar. Let the earth shake beneath me. Let the mountains fall. You are God over the storm, and I am yours." Ecclesiastes 3, beginning in verse 11, says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear Him. Whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account." God is the God of every season. His love endures forever, and He will carry us faithfully through all the seasons of our lives until it's time for us to go home and be with Him. Are you in a season that you think will never end? Sometimes we have those ecclesiastical years. Hold on just a little bit longer. A little bit of faith can move a mountain. May He carry you through one day at a time as you find grace in your wilderness through Him. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time. Are you looking to grow in your faith and connect with a vibrant community? BNC Ministries has something for everyone. Tune into their daily video broadcasts. Join them for live devotionals over the phone every weekday at 10 a.m. Eastern, and dive into their written devotionals to keep your spirits uplifted. They also offer engaging podcasts that you can listen to on the go. They're now featuring Finding Grace in the Wilderness. Connect with BNC Ministries on Facebook and YouTube at BNC Ministries, or visit their website at bncministries.com.